a smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
Top stories this hour from Sky News. A second university in Kent is affected by a meningitis outbreak in the county that's led to two deaths. Canterbury Christchurch Uni says one of its students is being supported. 20 cases have been recorded in the area linked to a nightclub. Students have begun receiving a meningitis B vaccine. 22-year-old Oliver Contreras was the first to get the jab. He says he's not too happy about how the university handled the situation.
They kind of only let people know a bit too late, and like, all these social events went ahead on Sunday and I was at one of them, and I kind of wish I got a bit more information before all that.
America's spy chief says Iran's regime appears to be intact, but largely degraded after US and Israeli airstrikes. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard's been giving evidence to a committee of politicians. During the hearing in Washington, she clashed with Democrat Senator John Ossoff.
Was it the intelligence community's assessment there was a, quote, imminent nuclear threat posed by the Iranian regime? Yes or no?
It is not the intelligence community's responsibility to determine what is and is not an imminent threat.
Okay.
That is up to the president.
Here's the problem. It is precisely your responsibility.
Meanwhile, Iran's confirmed the death of Intelligence Minister Ismail Khatib, the latest in a line of senior leaders killed. Three people have been charged over the murder of a man found in a wheelie bin in Coventry. Tom Nevin's body was discovered by a member of the public on Friday. So-called clean-up squads in England will see fly tippers held to account. Offenders could be forced to clear rubbish on streets, parks and dumping hotspots under new government plans. Newcastle are out of the Champions League. They were thrashed 7-2 by Barcelona, losing their last 16 tie 8-3 on aggregate. And disruption on the London Underground has been avoided for now. Two 24-hour strikes by drivers next week have been called off. Further walkouts in April and May remain in place. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silver.
Classic hits.
The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
I'm going to start with a question for you to ponder. What had the two tracks, The Bangles' Eternal Flame and Hearts Alone, got in common? Now, you've got a bit of time for this one, but I'll play both the tracks and give you the answer towards the end of this hour.
Now it's time!
And with that
Red Kite Radio. Real local radio.
Simon Jobling, and this is the last hour of tonight's 80s Rewind on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio. And we started the hour with Solid by Ashford and Simpson, who were a husband and wife team who'd had a really successful writing career through the 60s and 70s, writing huge hits for the Motown label like Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Reach Out and Touch, and many more. But they'd also had 10 albums of their own and a number of successful singles in the United States before this one. And they would go on to open a restaurant and a live entertainment venue in the 1990s. But this was their debut UK hit and a big international hit and number three in the UK in 1985. And then just now we heard Deacon Blue and Fergus Sings the Blues, which was written by the band and a track that was inspired by another Scottish artist song, Gales Blue by Michael Mara. Now, this track came from Deacon Blue's second album, When the World Knows Your Name, and that would go on to top the UK album chart, and it also contained their best-known single, Real Gone Kid. Well, Deacon Blue would have 16 top 40 hits, and this one a number 14 in 1989. But now, more music, and next up we've got Bryan Adams' Run to You, which is co-written by Bryan, although he did intend to give it to the Blue Oyster Cult. And, well, I think if you listen in, you can hear certain similarities with the Blue Oyster Cult's classic track, Don't Fear the Reaper. But that band turned the song down, so Bryan finally decided to record it himself, and it would go top 10 in America and number 11 here in 1985.
Classic 80s hits.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling
on Red Kite Radio. We'll be right back.
That's a great synth track that you don't hear very often on the radio. It's Obsession, and I wonder if you can remember the name of the band. Well, the track was originally recorded by an English actor called Mike DeBar and a US singer called Holly Knight. And around the time of release, it featured in two films, A Night in Heaven and the steamy drama 9 1/2 Weeks. But this cover took place a year later by a US synth band. Sometime after it, the track ended up being included in one of the Grand Theft Auto games. It's also been featured numerous times in TV and in films since. But it was a worldwide hit for the US Synth Boys, and they were a one-hit wonder here, making number 5 in 1985, and their name, An Emotion. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we'll be back with another track that could be a memory test too for you. But I'll tell you this one up front. It's Mtume and Juicy Fruit. Now, James Mtume was a US jazz and R&B musician, and the vocals on the track were done by a lady called Tawatha Ajee, who was on tour with Roxy Music when Mtume recorded the melody. So he asked her to come to the studio one night, and it was while Ajee recorded the first verse that Mtume finally got round to writing the second verse. Well, it topped the US R&B chart for 8 long weeks, and it was a more modest number 34 here in 1983.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844-290-899.
At Specsavers Tame, we think your eyes and ears deserve the best. Whether that's the best view of the duck race down the River Tame, the sound of the engines during this year's tractor run, or the spectacular views across the Chilterns. That's why our expert team will make sure your eyes and ears always receive our best care. Whether you need a comprehensive eye test or hearing test, with follow-up advice, you can usually get an appointment in just a couple of days. Book an appointment online at specsavers.co.uk/tame or pop into our store on the High Street today.
For Tame, Haddenham and Kingsley.
Red Kite Radio.
I've had a few, but not that many. But 107.2 Red Kite Radio, where you'll hear different songs every day.
Everything is wonderful. Being here is heavenly. Every single day she says, everything is free. I used to be so careless, as if I couldn't care less. Did I have to make this mess when I was Mary's bride? Suddenly the heavens roar. Suddenly the rain came down. Suddenly was washed away. Celebrate. I made such a big mistake when I was Mary's bride. So if I say,
was Danny Wilson on your Red Kite Radio and Mary's Prayer, which is another Scottish contribution because the band came from Dundee and they'd formed in 1984. Now, this song's often been called a Catholic metaphor, but this has been strongly denied by band member and songwriter Gary Clark, who said it was just a simple love song. Well, the song was released no less than three times in a 12-month period, but it finally worked because third time round in March 88, it would get to number three. Now, have you ever thought of joining a choir? Well, the Tame and Haddenham Pop Choirs are both currently inviting new members and they'd love to hear from you. Both choirs are informal and fun and there's no necessity to read music, no previous experience and no auditions required. Both the choirs are holding out tryout sessions and you can find out more by going to haddenhampopchoir.com or alternatively go to tamepopchoir.com. But now, more music, and next up, Skritti Palitti and the word girl. Now, this band was formed back in Leeds in 1977 as a bit of a left-wing punk outfit. But they got a bit sick of the indie scene and decided to move more towards the pop and hip-hop scene in the early 1980s. Now, the lyrics for this came about because the writer of the song, Green Garside, realised that every song on Skritti Palitti's latest album had the word girl in it. So this one looks at the word's use in pop. Their biggest hit, number 6, 1985.
What should I do to long for you to hear?
Classic hits from the 1980s.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean spa had the chess boys in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place. When your head's down over your pieces, brother.
It's a drag, it's a bore. It's really such a pity to be looking at the bar, not looking at the city.
What do you mean? You've seen one crowded, polluted, thinking town. Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine. The game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pools ain't free.
Head there with One Night in Bangkok, which came from the musical Chess with music by ABBA's Benny and Bjorn, who had a little help with the lyrics from Sir Tim Rice. And it was those lyrics that caused a bit of a storm in one place, certainly, because the sarcastic references to aspects of Thailand ended up getting the song banned in that country. Well, it was hugely successful elsewhere, number one in Europe, Canada and Australia, top three in America, but only a number 12 here in 1984. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we're back with the Bangles and Eternal Flame. Now, the music for this was by Tom Kelly, who's got a long history of US chart success, and lyrics were co-written by the lovely Susanna Hoffs and Billy Steinberg, with Steinberg saying the title was inspired by the flame at Elvis's Graceland grave. Well, the single would make the Bangles only the third all-female group to go to the top of the US chart, a huge worldwide hit, and a UK number one in 1989.
Red Kite Radio.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Del Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Del Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429-123. That's 429-123. Or visit delmotorservices.co.uk.
There are two types of drive you can have on the motorway. One that feels like this. Or one that feels... like this. The difference is just a few little changes, like giving more space to the car in front or not hogging the middle lane. Because being a little more considerate on the road actually reduces congestion and collisions, which transforms everyone's journey. So we all feel a little less and a lot more National Highways.
Listen. The following takes place between 7pm and 9pm on Thursdays.
The 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
We have 2 hours of great 60s tunes, and why not tune in and give it a go? 7pm till 9pm on a Thursday night.
'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try.
All right.
For Tame, Haddenham and Stone.
Red Kite Radio.
Radio.
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here.
Now, I owe you an answer to the question I posed at the start of the hour. What has the Bangles' Eternal Flame song and this one, Hearts Alone, got in common? Well, I mentioned his name in the intro to the Bangles' song. It is the co-writer that they have got in common, Billy Steinberg. And Billy, in fact, originally recorded this track with his writing mate Tom Kelly in 1983 under the name I-10, but with no success. But this cover was a few years later. It was by the US rock band Heart, and it had, well, a lot of commercial success. It was another US number one and a number three in the UK in 1987. Now, we are approaching the end of the show and the 9 o'clock news, but we've got two more shows coming up on Red Kite Radio after the news. From 9 till 10 o'clock, we have Red Kite Country, and then from 10 till 11 o'clock, the weekday wind down with Donald McFarlane. I've got two more 80s tracks to take us out tonight, and, well, if you want to jig around your front room, now's your time, because you've got a couple of up-tempo numbers coming. We're going to finish with The Communards' Never Can Say Goodbye, which was originally a hit for the Jackson 5 way back in 1971. Famously covered by Gloria Gaynor in the early days of disco a few years later, before the Communards pumped up the energy even further on this one, and it got a worldwide hit with it, although not particularly in the US, but it was a big number four here in 1987. And just before that, we're going to hear from the Eurythmics with Thorn in My Side, written by Dave and Annie, and it came from their fifth album, Revenge, and was a follow-up to the hugely underrated track When Tomorrow Comes, which criminally barely made our top 30. Well, the Eurythmics would have just 9 top 10 hits together, surprisingly low, and this was the very last of them, and number 5 in 1986. Well, that is all from me for another Wednesday night. I do thank you so much for your company. I do appreciate it. And I hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. And if you have, well, I hope you can enjoy another one next Wednesday night with me from 7 till 9 p.m. on your Red Kite Radio, because I'll be doing it all again with 2 hours of 80s classics. Just leaves me to wish you a very good week ahead, and also to wish you good night.
Yeah. You gave me such a bad time, tried to hurt me, but now I know. A bundle of lies, you know that's all that it was worth.
107.2 FM.
Red Kite Radio. FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.